Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Let's listen to Don pick one here. He's one of the finest in the country. Let's go with a good one.
Bluegrass music is named for the bluegrass state of Kentucky, home of Bill Monroe. And Southwest Virginia gave the world the Stanley Brothers and many other early bluegrass greats. But when it comes to the origins of bluegrass banjo, the Fertile Crescent extended from upcountry South Carolina through Charlotte and the southern Piedmont and up into the Blue Ridge Mountains around Asheville, North Carolina. While Earl Scruggs is often credited as the originator of bluegrass banjo, he was actually an innovator within a broader tradition of three-finger banjo playing. In addition to Scruggs, the pioneers included Wade Maynor, Smith Hammett, Snuffy Jenkins, and Don Reno. As a child in the mountains of Haywood County, North Carolina, when Don Reno decided that he wanted to play the banjo, he started truly from scratch, building his own banjo with the help of a friend. Often playing, Don absorbed the techniques of other area banjo players, including Snuffy Jenkins. In the 1930s, talented musicians in the Carolinas had many opportunities for radio work, and by the time he was a teenager, Don was already an experienced radio performer. He was even offered a place in Bill Monroe's band, but when World War II began, he enlisted and went on to serve in the Pacific Theater. After the war, Reno returned to the Carolinas and rejoined the professional musical circuit. In 1948, when he heard that Earl Scruggs had left Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, he took his banjo to a concert that the band was giving in North Carolina and, without invitation or warning, joined them on stage. Monroe welcomed him, and for the next year, Don toured as a bluegrass boy until he was sidelined by a flare-up of the malaria he had contracted during the war. Leaving that band cleared the way for Reno to form the band in which he would find the greatest success, his partnership with fellow Carolinian mountain musician and veteran Red Smiley. Reno and Smiley played together for more than 15 years, touring widely and popularizing songs that would become part of the bluegrass canon. Among their hits were I'm Using My Bible for a Roadmap, I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still, and I'm the Talk of the Town.
The laughing stock, the talk of the town.
Don Reno died in 1984, but the Reno legacy is carried on today by his sons, Don Wayne and Dale Reno.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rock's in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
The Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.